Good morning, church, and welcome to this Thursday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 11, where God's love for Israel is compared to a parent's love for a child. A time of exile is predicted prior to the people being reconciled to God. And God's saving words for us this week have been mercy and forgiveness. So let's go ahead and start reading Hosea chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. The Lord says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him. I called him out of Egypt as my son, but the more I called to him, the more he turned away from me. My people sacrificed to Baal. They burned incense to idols. Yet I was the one who taught Israel to walk. I took my people up in my arms, but they did not acknowledge that I took care of them. I drew them to me with affection and love. I picked them up and held them to my cheek. I bent down and I fed them. They refused to return to me, and so they must return to Egypt. And Assyria will rule them. War will sweep through their cities and break down the city gates. It will destroy my people because they do what they themselves think is best. They insist on turning away from me. They will cry out because of the yoke that is on them, but no one will lift it from them. How can I give you up, Israel? How can I abandon you? Could I ever destroy you as I did in Admah, or treat you as I did in Zeboiim? My heart will not let me do it. My love for you is too strong. I will not punish you in my anger. I will not destroy Israel again. For I am God and not a mere human being. I, the Holy One, am with you. I will not come to you in anger. My people will follow me when I roar like a lion at their enemies. They will hurry to me from the west. They will come from Egypt as swiftly as birds, and from Assyria like doves. I will bring them to their homes again. I, the Lord, have spoken." And today's key verse is Hosea 11, verse 9, where it says, "I am God and not a mere human being. I, the Holy One, am with you. I will not come to you in anger." You know, as much as Israel seemed determined to sin against God, it was almost like they had some sort of a contest going, who could make God the angriest at them. Still, God, he makes it known, "I'm not like you guys. I don't have the passions. I don't have the need to get even with you. I am your Father God, and I choose to love you in spite of your sins. So justice deserves that judgment must come. But after judgment, I will love you back to myself." Let's pray. Loving God, like a parent, you want the best for me. You love me even when I make mistakes and stray from your teachings. You are ready to welcome me when I turn to you. Help me as I mature in faith and grow in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Hosea chapter 11, beginning at verse 12, all the way through Hosea chapter 12, verse 14, where the prophet Hosea speaks the Lord's words of further judgment. That's right. The punishment has to come first. After the sin has been addressed, then God can pour his blessings out. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.